A new group of local athletic champions, including Athlete of the Year competitive swimmer Gray Brett, were recognized at the 10th annual Sport Aurora Breakfast of Champions. The sold-out event presented by the town of Aurora brought together 8 teams and 92 athletes and coaches to celebrate the achievements of individuals and teams, and their coaches, managers, who have won provincial or national championships. Sport Aurora President Ron Wies notes that although the event honors championship winners, it is a relatively uncommon feat. "Being a champion is not easy," he said. "Any of you who have participated in sport know that it comes seldom in life. Some high-performance athletes have never actually been on a championship team." Longtime MC Jim Thompson concurred, "I won one championship and it was Pee Wee hockey. And I played 10 years as a pro on 6 NHL teams." Athletes at the October 22 event. Aurora's Stonehaven Banquet Hall received Olympic-sized medals for top honors in a variety of sports: gymnastics, rugby, swimming, lacrosse, baton, and baseball. Also honored were Coach of the Year and Athlete of the Year. Sports organizations recognized: Evolution Gymnastics, Aurora Barbarians Rugby Football Club, Aurora Master Ducks, Redbirds Lacrosse Kids Super Gym, Spectrum North Baton Club, York Artistic Swim Club, Team Ontario Astros. Gray Brett, keynote speaker and athlete of the year. Gray Brett is a competitive swimmer and co-founder and director of the Move for Life Foundation. His story began in 2005, when this recently graduated executive recruiter was diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease that was progressively attacking his liver. He lived boldly for the next decade, but in 2015 required a liver transplant. Brett, however, was one of the lucky ones. He made it not only to the top of the waiting list, but had a successful surgery. He admits to being in rough shape after the transplant, weighing only 126 pounds and being completely dependent on others, but as a former competitive swimmer, he found swimming easier than walking. So it became the core of his comeback. "I noticed an advertisement for the Canadian Transplant Games, and that they were in Toronto in about a year's time. And it included swimming." He recalled some of his former training, and created a program. A year later, Brett was at the Games and swam in 5 races, winning all 5. Next came his first World Transplant Games, which involved joining a high-performance swim club to prepare for the stiffer competition. This also paid off, as he swam in 5 races, winning 3 gold medals and setting 3 world records. He did it again in 2019, where in Newcastle, England, Brett swam in 4 races, winning 4 gold medals and setting 4 more world records. Following the pandemic, Brett resumed training, and last year joined the Aurora Master Ducks. His recent showing at the World Transplant Games in Perth, Australia resulted in 5 more golds and 5 world records in 5 events. He also noted that he is swimming faster now than when he was a young competitive swimmer. "I like to surround myself with the uncommon and the overcomers, the people who have raised the bar and have pushed themselves," he said. "So, I feel right at home in this room full of champions, setting goals, overcoming adversity, and striving for the top to separate yourselves from the pack." Ray Noble, Coach of the Year. Ray Noble was announced as Sport Aurora's Coach of the Year for his contributions to Aurora Lawn Bowling Club. Noble is both president and club coach, dedicating countless hours each week to train newcomers in both technical skills and etiquette. With a personal history in the sport that dates back to 2006, Noble brings a unique depth of experience and passion to his role. His inclusive coaching style adapts to individual needs, setting his trainees up for success in district and provincial competitions. A seasoned competitor himself, Noble has participated in the Men's Singles Indoor Canadian Bowls Championships, making him an exemplary figure in the lawn bowling community.